From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A new round of storms battering Texas, already facing catastrophic flooding from swollen rivers. The governor issuing a disaster declaration, evacuations ordered. ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore in Conroe, Texas, about a 40-minute drive north of Houston.
Right now, we remain under flood watches and flood warnings throughout the greater Houston area. And while we have this break, the next round of wet weather is anticipated to move in overnight by 2 a.m. arriving. Heavy rainfall then batters this region through Sunday into Sunday evening. Highest tornado risk exists for Midland, San Angelo, down to Fort Stoughton, and we could see very large hail and damaging winds along with these storms.
Ceasefire talks this morning between Israel and Hamas. ABC's Tom Sophie Borridge.
A Hamas delegation returning to Cairo. CIA Director Bill Burns arriving there overnight. The U.S. with the Egyptians and Qataris pushing the process at a critical moment for people in Gaza and the families of those hostages, including, we believe, five Americans. The U.S. calling Israel's offer on the table generous, saying they've made important concessions.
Emotional testimony.
The second week of testimony on Donald Trump's criminal trial ended in tears. Hope Hicks, once considered Trump's most loyal aide, broke down crying moments after she reinforced what prosecutors contend, that Trump was desperate to silence Stormy Daniels so her story about sex would not harm his 2016 campaign. I think Mr. Trump's opinion was it was better to be dealing with it now, and it would have been bad to have that story come out before the election.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. College protesters agreed to decamp in exchange for an agreement.
So some protests did end peacefully, like at Northwestern, Brown, and Rutgers. Administrators coming to terms with protesters, curbing the protests in return for a promise of a review of their investments in companies with ties to the Gaza war.
ABC's Phil Lipoff. Protesters who were removed at the NYU campus in New York have regrouped on the streets. You're listening to ABC News. More than 6 months after the horrific mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine, the bowling alley where the first shots were fired has now reopened. The just-in-time bowling alley welcoming back guests after undergoing a complete makeover. The names of the 8 victims who were killed there in October and the 10 more killed at a nearby bar displayed on 18 bowling pins. Excitement on Wall Street and the rekindled hopes that an interest rate cut is coming thanks to a lower-than-expected jobs report. All social media companies will soon be required in Tennessee to get parental permission for those under 18 years old to use their platforms. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Governor Bill Lee signed the bill Friday, passed by the Tennessee General Assembly. The measure requires social media companies like Meta, X, Snapchat, and more to verify the age of anyone who attempts to become an account holder and prohibit minors from signing up for the social media account unless they have written permission of the person's parent.
7 people were taken to the hospital Friday with symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning in Wilmington, Delaware. It happened at the Price's Corner Shopping Center around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Authorities say a construction worker was using a gas-powered saw inside of a store that was undergoing renovations. And work crews in Norwalk, Connecticut are working to demolish a heavily damaged bridge, aiming to reopen I-95 by Monday. The overpass badly damaged when a tanker truck hauling gasoline crashed, burst into flames. The hope, I-95 in both directions will be open for the commute on Monday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.